Back here on Downtown, and we're joined on the G&M Family Market phone line by one of the best fighters in the lightweight division of the UFC. It's Eddie Alvarez who will be taking on Anthony Pettis as part of the UFC Fight Night in Boston this Saturday. Eddie, welcome to Downtown.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having me.
The city of Boston has a lot of great fighting tradition and history in its past. What is it like to be able to compete at the TD Garden as part of a great UFC Fight Night this weekend?
I feel like I'm home, man. A lot like Philly. Just walking around, it's a lot like Philadelphia. People, blue-collar people, and I'm not far from home at all. I think I'm going to have a ton of family and friends. My post-weigh-in dinner is probably going to have over 50 people at it. So Philly's coming strong to Boston.
Now, just a couple of fights under your belt at the UFC level so far. How are you enjoying your time for the promotion?
I'm very happy with the opponents that they're giving me. Also, I just feel like it's been a little quest for me to get comfortable inside the cage, and I feel like this is the third round. Third round's always my best. It's third time out. I'm able to settle in. The nerves aren't there anymore, and I can relax and go out there and be myself.
As we talked about it in the introduction, you're fourth ranked right now in the division, but with another victory this weekend, do you think you're going to be on your way to a title shot, or do you think you still need to prove yourself a little bit more here in the UFC?
I feel like if I execute in a devastating fashion this weekend, it warrants a title shot. I need to go out there and be aggressive, make it a high-paced, violent fight. And the thing is that I'm not fighting guys who I feel like I can go out there and do fun things to and put away. I could have chose that path, but instead I asked Lorenzo Fertitta, I want the top guys in the division. I truly want to see what I'm made of. I want to see how I stack up against these guys. And I could have beat six chumps in a row and had the fans tell everyone how great I am, but I went after the best guys, and although the performances weren't super spectacular, it's about going and beating the best guys in this division. That's what I'm trying to do, so I'd rather go against three of the best guys than six chumps.
Well, speaking of very popular guys and very successful guys, you've been outspoken on your thoughts about Conor McGregor stepping up to the lightweight division instead of taking the logical fight in his weight class with Frankie Edgar. What are your thoughts on McGregor moving up now into your division?
I think he's able to do what he wants to do now, and it's a smart decision for him to leave the featherweight division and not fight Frankie Edgar. I think it's intelligent of him. And he's also getting a title shot. The promotions allow him to get a title shot right from the beginning, which means he don't have to work his way through the division and possibly lose. He gets a title shot. Why wouldn't anyone do that? You know, anyone would do that. So really can't knock the guy for doing what he's doing. He's making good decisions. But there is a guy in the featherweight division who matches up terribly with him who can beat him. So it's a convenient move, and who knows if that fight will happen now.
We're talking with Eddie Alvarez, who will be fighting Anthony Pettis as part of a big UFC fight night in Boston this Saturday, or Sunday rather, on Fox Sports 1. You talked about the big Philly contingent coming to Boston this weekend after your weigh-ins. You're going to have that huge meal. But you've also been very open about your upbringing in Philadelphia, coming from some poverty. Do you feel like that experience growing up helped propel you to a successful MMA career and a successful MMA fighter that you are today?
I think fighting's unique in that you don't need... A fighter can grow up with zero resources and he has almost the same advantage as a guy who's rich. Because the only thing that you really need in fighting is it's all internal. A hard work ethic, a belief in yourself. So the poor guy has as many resources as the rich guy. So I feel like that's what's great about fighting, is that some of the best fighters in the world come from a place where they don't have much. And I was given that hard work ethic, discipline, and things where I lacked in things I made up for in my mind.
Your UFC bio lists your heroes, of course, and among them, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Why were they important to you growing up, and do you have a favorite TMNT turtle?
Michelangelo, the party dude, was always my favorite. I don't know. They were cool, man. They just trained for a living. I thought that was the coolest thing ever. Like, I thought that if I ever got a chance to train for a living, I'd jump at it in a second. And I'm living my dream now. I'm a modern-day Ninja Turtle. I get to wake up in the morning, do backflips, and and that's it for the day. I get to train. I get to work on my craft all day. And I get paid for it, so I'm living a good life, man.
I mean, they're crime-fighting turtles that get to eat pizza every day, so it's not a bad gig, huh?
Not at all.
Now, looking into the fight...
Minus the pizza, we're doing the same thing.
Exactly. Talking with Eddie Alvarez here on Downtown before a big UFC fight night in Boston. Let's talk about your opponent, Anthony Pettis. What does he do well inside the octagon that you've been preparing for more extensively during your training leading up to the fight?
Anthony does a lot of things well, man. He's done a good job in that cage. He wore the crown for a fight or two before he got beat, and he's flew the UFC flag well, man. He does good at keeping distance, being creative, and having fun in there. My hat's off to him, but I think he's taken a little too much time off, and I feel like we match up stylistically very well for me to go out there and be dominant. So I'm expecting a real good night on Sunday.
Now, do you have a prediction for your fight against Pettis on Sunday?
Yeah, one big shot into a submission. I feel like I'm going to land a big shot, loosen him up, and then attack the submission.
Well, I cannot wait for this fight. It's a loaded UFC fight night card. It's being talked about quite possibly the best card on cable television in history. And Eddie Alvarez is part of the co-main event facing Anthony Pettis as part of that fight night in Boston on Sunday night starting at 8 p.m. on Fox Sports 1. Eddie, thank you very much for your time and for joining us today, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.